everybody's busy, running like crazy, working two jobs on the go, eating fast food from little foam containers. I need a big bowl of something cooked slow. Spend my life out on the highway, eating airport and hotel food. Always looking for some good home cooking. Just give me something that tastes like it should. I need some slow food. Come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds the body. I need slow food to feed my soul. Now I'm thinking back to Grandma's kitchen, wishing I could be right there. A heaping plate of southern fried chicken, a buttermilk pie, and an easy chair. Mama's chow chow and corn cob jelly, Brunswick stew, black-eyed peas, cathead biscuits, red-eye gravy, crybaby cookies, and sweet iced tea. I need some slow food. Come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds the body. I need slow food to feed my soul. Chocolate cake on an old china platter, apple Betty, a peach ice cream, a whole lot of love whipped up in the batter. That's what slow food really means. I need some slow food. Come and get it. Slow food, all you can hold. Slow food feeds the body. I need slow food to feed my soul. I need slow food. Soul. I need slow food to feed my soul.
Thank you. Here's one of the great songs. This fellow named Wade Maynor, who's from Asheville, where I live, and Doc lives in Deep Gap. Wade Maynor's 101, turning 101 April 21st. Still playing music.
I'll never make that many, David.
I don't believe it, Doc.
Nope, I won't.
Well, we're here to hope that you will. And... Not only that, but we'll still be coming to your concerts.
Some of you fellas may have the recording of this where I did for the Folkways people in 62.
Yeah.
If you do, I didn't play it the way I'm going to play it tonight. Wait a minute. I played it fingerstyle in an open tuning. And I guess I picked it pretty dang good, too, let me tell you. Well, I'm going to pick it with a flat picker tonight. You flat pickers will probably, and if I can get it right, we'll enjoy this.
Can I tell them a little story about that real quickly, though?
Yeah.
They found, Ralph Rensler came down and found Tom Ashley. He was looking for Clarence Tom Ashley, who had recorded a song called The Cuckoo back in 1927. And he found Tom, and he said, let's get a guitar player and make some new records. And he said, well, Clarence said, I know a fella I used to play with, Doc Watson, and... So they got together, and Clarence is a lot older than Doc, and they got him in a little room and started recording, and they could not believe the guitar playing that was coming out of that room. They had never heard anything quite like that. And so afterwards they said, they got Doc aside after the recording session, and they said, can you play this old song, The Cannonball? And he said, well, I haven't heard it in a long time. It's an old Carter Family song. They said, well, we've got a recording of it. Let us play it for you. So they played it for him, and Doc said, oh, yeah, that's why I didn't learn that, because you can hear Sarah hitting the wrong chord right there on her arm. So they said, well, just play anything you want. And he ripped into this tune, and things have never been the same.